Coach?
Hi, how's everybody doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good.
Doing great, thanks. A lot of coughing going on. What, we got the sniffles over there in Cincinnati or something?
No, we're in great shape. I'm not even going to ask you a Darren Simmons question, so.
Oh, yeah, I got you. I know who that is.
Yep. How you doing, Coach?
Good to hear you guys' voice.
Same here. Coach, you guys got a couple, you got a big war horse there in Bobby Williams that's, you know, familiar to fans here. How's he doing, and do you think he's going to go Monday night?
Bobby's been doing great. You know, he's obviously everything that he was in Cincinnati, he's been here. I know everybody there has got, you know, holds him in very high regard. We had him when I was in Philadelphia, you know, there for 4 years. We were there together, so I had some history with him. He's just been a real leader. He's worked real hard, and he's doing a good job. As far as, you know, what capacity he'll be playing Monday night, we'll have to wait and see on that. We wouldn't mind divulging any of that yet, but he'll be out there. He'll be playing. He'll be doing his thing.
John, just with the no huddle that you guys have been running in preseason, what have you seen and what do you like out of it?
Well, it's always been challenging to defend. You know, people do it in different capacities. Pretty much everybody's got a version of that. We've always had that as part of our offense, and we've been working on it. So, you know, it'll be something that obviously everybody has to prepare for. That's really important and spend time on. And so it just is something that we want to try to do well.
What do you think Joe Flacco does well that helps you or enables you to be able to run that kind of offense?
Well, I mean, Joe knows what he's doing. You know, he's a smart guy, and he knows football. And obviously, he's getting more experience with that. This is his fifth year now, so you recognize his things, and you know, that's really what it boils down to.
Just, John, between Joe's first and second year, and I know it was a while ago, what was the biggest improvement that you saw him make?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess you're making a Dalton comparison there. I really don't have that answer. I haven't thought about that for a while. I think they make steady improvement. You know, obviously Andy Dalton started off in great position, and I see a smart, you know, heady guy, a lot of talent. You know, he seems like a competitor, makes very few mistakes. You know, he's on his way.
You're familiar with having a disruptive defensive tackle. How similar in being disruptive is Geno Atkins maybe to the way Helody is?
Well, I think they play a different type of game. You know, Helody's a bigger guy, but Geno's so quick and so athletic. He's a guy that just is disruptive in every way. He's a great pass rusher. He led the league with inside sacks last year, obviously. He's really, really hard to cut off. He's really hard to reach. It's just hard to block him.
Just with these receivers other than A.J. Green, what do you see out of them?
Cool. I think it's a really good group, you know, kind of an ascending group. All guys, it looks like they did a great job of scouting. And, of course, Brandon Tate's been around, but he's a young guy, too. And, you know, Armand Benz is a guy that, you know, I knew a little bit about being from UC there because I know his position coach really well. Hawkins is a guy we really like coming out. Marvin Jones is a guy we like. So I think they're really a talented up-and-coming group.
Just what's the mood like in the building today?
Mood?
Well, just with Art's passing and everything.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I could. The mood is good, but everybody's, everybody in this organization loved Art, you know, and younger guys don't know him as well. They had seen him around, and the older guys who've been around, you know, did really know him well because he had great relationships with the players and everybody in the building. And it's just he's a family member. He treated everybody's family so well. He treated everybody so well. Just the kind of a person that is loved, you know, and that's probably going to be one of his greatest legacies.
How well did you know Art?
You know, I would say a lot better than I ever would have expected to. You know, growing up a Browns fan, my dad was a Brown. All of our family, still most of our family on both sides of Northeast Ohio, so we've got everybody's Browns fans. Most of them are still Browns fans to this day. Even with us being here with the Ravens. So it still puzzles me, but they love the Browns. And so I grew up, you know, loving Art Modell and, knowing all the Browns' history and everything. So, you know, one of the biggest treats when this first happened and we had a chance to come here was, you know, they said, well, would you like to meet Art? I couldn't believe it. I was going to get a chance to meet Art Modell. And then he just took us in. and was the most encouraging, uplifting person that I've ever been around. And he always had a word for you that just made you feel good about what you were doing and where you were going. And he's just incredibly funny, too. And that, you know, that combination, really strong combination.
Considering that your family is still a bunch of Browns fans, what did you tell them about that when you met Art for the first time?
Oh, about that? Well, yeah. Funny, Art, that's Art's organization. That's his franchise. You know, that's his history. So he was proud of that. My mom and dad, they took their honeymoon. They got married in Cleveland in 1961, I believe. And their honeymoon, my dad was a high school coach, and Art gave free tickets out to high school coaches at the time. So their honeymoon was a Cleveland Brown game, and they went to White Castle for their honeymoon dinner the next day. So that was what they did. My dad still owes my mom a real honeymoon, obviously, but they thought that was the greatest thing ever. And Art, he loved that. He got a huge kick out of that.
It obviously works. It was a good formula.
It worked, yeah. They're still married 51 years later.
Coach, you've been in this thing now for coming in 5 years, very successful. A guy like Marmon just signed on. He's going to be coming in, you know, his 10th year. How well do you know Marmon? What have you noticed from afar? Or he's got pretty good ties to that organization. But what have you, you know, what's your take of Marmon?
Oh, I mean, utmost respect. He's always been great to me, and you know, just even when he, you know, I was kind of coming up behind him and stuff. And for any coach to stay with the team for 10 years, I mean, that's just an incredible accomplishment in this league, no matter what. He's done it with class, and players respect him, and, you know, from what I can see, obviously just does a great job, and just have the utmost respect for him.
He still seems to have high regard down there, right? I mean, he's got those, his Ravens ties seem to be deep.
Yeah, well, yeah, sure. Marvin's got a lot of connections here in the building. I think he was here for 2 or 3 years, I guess, as a defensive coordinator, and had tons of success, so, sure, people think very highly of Marvin here.
Well, no measuring sticks this week, Coach?
Measuring stick? I forgot about that.
which I guess I should ask and get it straight from the source, or are you guys loose or tight coming into this game?
Yeah, we've definitely come a long way with the questions. That's much appreciated.
You know, you have to learn from your mistakes. You watch the film, listen to your tape, and understand what you did wrong.
Exactly right. You go back and listen to the tape and learn.
Yep.
Thanks, John. Thanks very much, John.
All right, great being with you guys. Take care. We'll see you.
Yep. All right.